Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Nevada Newsmakers heads to Carson City for the legislature today. Our first guest is freshman assemblyman P.K. O'Neill. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Marsha Burt Bigler, Stacy Woodbury, and Kyle Roering. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation. You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time freshman assemblyman P.K. O'Neill. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here with you today.
Well, I wanted to start out with your plans to bring forward a bill that would use E-Verify. Why your desire to do that?
Well, I really believe that in a taxpayer-sponsored project, that we should be assured, the taxpayers should be assured, that those working there, the contractors, subcontractors, are all either U.S. citizens or legal immigrants. And it all came about from when I was walking and talking, campaigning and speaking with my constituents. That was one of their concerns, along with several other things. Is part of it was the immigration policy or lack thereof. And because it is more of a federal issue, this is probably one of the few things that we can do. And there are some challenges with E-Verify, but I do believe if we don't use it, we can identify it and improve upon the system.
Okay, so what are the challenges with E-Verify? Let's start there.
Well, some of it is just spelling. It's data entry by the employer who's doing the check on misspelling names. We've got to make sure that there's proper instructions, that there's also the proper documentation is given to them to enter, and it puts the requirement back to the feds, to Homeland Security, to make sure that the system, the program, is properly funded, and they put the effort into making sure that it's as accurate as possible.
Now, is this only for state projects that you want to see this go forward? I mean, obviously, you'd like to see it beyond that, but is that what this bill is about?
Yes, it's only for state projects right now. And you're right, I would like to see it for all employers throughout the state for any business. But that's free enterprise on that side, and I feel they should have their choice. This is when taxpayer money, taxpayers, I believe, have an obligation, have that right to be assured that their money is being utilized in a prudent way with, as I said, legal immigrants, legal aliens, or U.S. citizens.
What did you think about the idea that came about in the state of giving driver's license to undocumented folks?
That's an interesting question. And it was argued last session. I haven't heard all the arguments, pros and cons on it, so it would be difficult for me to really give you a full statement about it.
All right, well, one thing I want to bring up is, were you surprised to find out that most of the people that didn't have driver's license actually had insurance?
Yes, I was. That really did surprise me. It's also surprised me that the program, the number of challenges they had in implementing the program and being successful in getting people to pass the driver's test. So to me, it's indicative that it isn't necessarily the insurance and driving. We've got to go back to actually an understanding of what's the expectation and how to drive and the proper procedures here in the states.
Okay, let's talk about your district, which is Assembly District 40. Now, you're a conservative, but your district is made up of folks on all sides of the spectrum here, and a lot of state workers and union workers. How does this play into the way that you look at things?
Well, it keeps me on my toes, first of all. It also keeps the email server busy. But I like it because it presents the challenge to me. And you're right. When I was campaigning, once again, I represent the entire district if elected. Now that I'm elected, I represent the conservatives, the ultra-liberals, everybody in between. And I really believe that the majority of my constituents in Nevada are more the middle road. They want to do what's right for the state, for the country.
All right, but when you look at the way the bills are coming out at this point in time, there are things that the Democrats want, but there are little poison pills that are being dropped in there. That must heat up your email a lot.
It does.
Prevailing wage, for example. You know, you got the school bond rollover. First of all, do you look at the school bond rollover as a tax, or do you look at it as just a continuation of a tax that already exists?
Well, it's a continuation of a tax. It's already written in there that it will not raise taxes. So it is a continuation, and actually in my district, I'm fairly lucky about that because the school bond has already been taken care of and cannot go to something else if it expires. So it makes it a little easier for me, and I do believe that there may be value to removing the prevailing wage from education. I don't think it's going to be as big a savings as some think it may be, but I think it's one of those things that we should try to do, look at it, and see if it can be successful.
Mac Bibee was on the program a couple of weeks ago, and he seemed to be negotiating that not necessarily getting rid of prevailing wage, but altering it to more of a national standard. Is that something you would go along with?
I'd like to hear more on it. It would be nice to hear that as a national standard. One of the good and the bad of our world today, of our country today, is state lines are somewhat breaking down, unfortunately. And we need to work collaboratively, even if it's all the western states, such as in our federal property that's being held by the federal government, or some of the other issues. And some of that's already been addressed. You look at driver's licenses have national standards, commercial driver's license particularly, that years ago you could have several CDLs in various states, and as you got stopped by a trooper, you'd pass off one driver's license to another, and we had truckers that were probably should have had their license revoked. Now it's just one license throughout the country. So it would be nice to be a little more collaborative at times. The flip side of it is I think that the East Coast, and I came from the East originally, don't always understand how life is out here in the western part of it.
You've noticed that, huh?
Yes.
Let's take a break. More with PK O'Neill when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with freshman Assemblyman P.K. O'Neill. What are your feelings about the governor's business license fee? It seemed that after all the money that was spent defeating the margins tax, that I have to admit that I was somewhat surprised to see just another version of a margins tax being put forth by the governor. And obviously, there's been a lot of blowback. Your thoughts on all of this?
I think you and several others, including basically 63 people just down the street from us here, were surprised by it. I think the governor has the best of intentions. He set nice goals for us. I don't know if that methodology is the best. I truly do question it. I'm sort of happy that I'm not on taxation, though. We've got the chairman of taxation, Derek Armstrong, is a brilliant person. He's a tax lawyer, actually. And I know we'll come up with some other, we'll vet it and may look at some other avenues.
What seems to make more sense to you at this point?
I'm not sure. We've had some conversations, and there are some other avenues of changing some of the modified business tax around, or they like to call it the head tax. I think it's still too early to say, in all honesty. And some of the conversations I think we've had have also been in private. And one of the things, if you mention one thing, it becomes almost fact and blows up into an unnecessary issue, when there's still a lot of discussion and study going on. So,
do you believe that the revenue is needed? That will probably be the most.
The amount that the governor said, I think it would be very difficult, because my perception and my belief in looking at just my district is we're still coming out of this recession, they like to call it. To me, it was a depression. But I just don't think that a strong taxes or some of the tax rates would be beneficial to us in the long run. I agree with the governor's goals that he set for us, but I don't know if they're achievable in one session. And I think we should look at stabilize the economy and really grow. Let some of our businesses that we're bringing in to Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada also, let them expand, let them grow, and let that feed the tax base.
All right, so I got to ask you the opposite side of them. If you're not going to raise the revenue, what areas do you think should not get as much funding as the governor has suggested in his State of the State?
Well, I'm not on Ways and Means either, so I've sort of got this an easy job.
But you're one of 63.
One of 63. You get a vote. Oh, and I will vote. And like I said, we've already been starting conversations in caucus to address some of those needs. And some of those, to me, I respect what we do in caucus as being kept in family or in caucus. And I don't want to broadcast them to the world.
All right, let me change topics on you, because otherwise we're going to run out of time here. Now, you're a former cop, and I wanted to get your thoughts on the concealed weapons permits being allowed to carry guns on campuses. Your thoughts about that. Is that a good idea, a bad idea?
When you say campuses, do you mean the college, or are you talking? I can go with it. I can agree with it. We've had issues already in the last several sessions. I mean, last session, when they discussed this, there was hardly a dry eye in the committee room as it was discussed on what can be. So I want to hear more. It'll be, I sit on judiciary. I'm looking forward to the discussion. But I have tried to co-sponsor, allow firearms on college campuses. They are adults. I think there's got to be regulations, just as the laws, and you enforce those laws. And that will partake some of these stories about the fraternities or sororities with firearms. You can limit them in certain areas, but I think overall they're adults and they should be allowed to follow their constitutional rights.
Okay, juvenile sex offenders, that's going to be an issue that comes up before you. Your thoughts on changing the rules there, that something that happens when somebody is very young shouldn't be held against them for the rest of their life. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it depends a couple, and as you said, I was a former cop, and for years I investigated sex offenders and child abuse cases. And it depends, when you say juvenile, it depends what is that age and what is the offense. Some of the minor offenses, you're absolutely right, probably shouldn't be held against them. Some of the more serious, and I don't want to go into great details, but I mean truly egregious offenses where it takes a planned activity, there's problems with the juvenile. I will admit that probably counseling should be, but it may have to follow them into part of their adult life, at least until they can show where they have been able to overcome whatever issues they were facing at the time.
All right, and that's where I got to leave it. Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you very much for the time.
Good luck for the rest of the session.
I appreciate it.
Enjoy you being here. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important cash flow is. You work hard for your customers. And when you finally get that check, you need access to the cash immediately. That's how business keeps running. At Check City, we cash all kinds of checks. And most locations are open late 7 days a week. Bring in the check. Walk out with the cash.
Small business owners, Check City is for you too. Check City, when you need cash.
Colorectal cancer. It's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., but it is almost entirely preventable. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening finds polyps so they can be removed before they turn into cancer. If you're over 50, get screened for colorectal cancer. Screening saves lives.
Contact your physician or visit challengenv.com to learn more about your screening options.
This score update brought to you by ProSpinal. Back pain has taken a significant lead over you.
That's right. Your back brought on serious pain in the first three quarters. You've shown a resistance to epidurals, physical therapy, even pain meds.
The pain has been so strong, it's completely shutting down your game.
Looks like the only play you have left is ProSpinal. How much time is left on your clock? Ready for a comeback? ProSpinal believes you can make one and will help get you back in the game.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Carson City, we have a great power punnet panel. Marshal Bert Beeler is here, the Washoe County Commissioner. We have Kyle Roerink, who is with the Las Vegas Sun, their political reporter, and Stacey Woodbury, executive director for the Nevada State Medical Association. So let's start with you, Marcia. It was interesting to hear PK talking for the first time, really, as against the people who are no new taxes.
Right.
Somebody who has not really taken a position but is saying maybe we don't need that much revenue.
Well, I think it remains to be seen how much revenue we really need. Do we need to do something about schools? I think everybody recognizes and agrees with that. Certainly we need to improve the facilities that our students are in. I don't think that's true just for Northern Nevada. I think Southern Nevada has the same issues. They need more schools. But the question is, how much revenue do we need? And I've always been a proponent of stepping back and looking at all of our revenue here in the state of Nevada and revisiting revenue. Not revisiting taxes, but revisiting revenue. Where are we putting revenue dollars that might be better placed elsewhere or something like that? And I don't think the state has done that yet.
Kyle, as you prowl the hallways of the legislature, are you hearing people, you know, doubting that we need this much revenue?
I don't think anyone's doubting that we need this much revenue. I think anyone will take as much money as he or she can get, because everyone has pet projects, programs, things that they want to see funded. So I think the more money, the merrier the gang is over there in the legislature.
Well, and does this bring us back to the good times then? Because in sessions where there's no money, there's no fighting. When there's money,
true.
And, you know, the economy is on the recovery.
What's amazing to me is I've been here 18 or so years, Sam, and every 3, 4, or 5 years, we have a big study and we talk about changing the revenue system, and it never seems to happen. And this legislature, I'm a little bit hopeful, because it's some new people and it's some new ideas, and maybe they'll come up with something different. Maybe.
But you don't think the governor's plan is the one that's going to eventually come out?
I think it's a hard sell. And if Governor Sandoval can sell that plan, it will be amazing.
But didn't the business community really poison the well for any kind of tax like that with the big campaign against Question 3?
Yeah, it's eerily similar, but it is different. So I guess we'll see. We came out against that as an association. So.
Okay, Marcia, the big thing for you, I think, as a county commissioner, mm-hmm. Would be the bond rollover. You know, how did you feel about that, and how about prevailing wage being a part of that?
I think the bond rollover idea is a good idea. I think that...
Does it take the heat off you?
It doesn't really take the heat off of us, no, but it does help. And I would say that the county has not taken a position on it yet. We're still looking at all those issues, just like I think everyone else is at this stage of the game. But I think the bond rollover idea is very beneficial. And I think it really helps the school districts, but it also helps all local governments. So it helps all municipalities. So from that perspective, was the question wage?
Prevailing wage.
Prevailing wage.
Part of it.
Should be part of it.
Okay.
Personal opinion.
Okay, Kyle, so that's been the theme of this early part of the session, which is Republicans are putting forward lots of things that Democrats like, but then putting in these little poison pills along the way. And that's going to be interesting for reelection campaigns, because obviously 2 years from now, the Democrats are going to come roaring back, because it's going to be a presidential cycle, as well as Senator Reid being up for reelection. Your thoughts on all of this?
You know, I think you bring up a great point with tying this with campaigns, because I can hear the language right now from mm-hmm. Republicans. You know, Democrats vote against a domestic violence bill. Democrats vote against a construction bill, you know, to help home builders. So, yes, it all seems like a lot of posturing. But 2016, you're going to get a lot of kickback, I think, especially from organized labor. What we didn't see this time around in the 2014 election was organized labor making a big push. And I think a lot of the legislation that we see over there is going to spur organized labor in a way that Nevada saw in 2010. So there are going to be many repercussions and a lot of fireworks, I think, in 2016. So we'll just stay tuned.
But there will be anyway. So.
Well, absolutely. That's why we love this state.
It'll be interesting to see if the Republicans can keep their ground game going.
That's
in
what
the
I
next
think
election.
Too.
That's what's going to be.
Okay. And the point is, you know, by the end of the session, are we governing or are we just fighting?
Well, we haven't done anything but fight so far.
Right.
That's not new to this session, though, Sam. I mean, that's kind of how the whole process has worked for years. And so I agree, you know, what what's governing and what's just simply not getting along. I think that's the question that all of those people in that building have to answer. And really, this legislature in a people's legislature is about what's good for the people. And so that's really what they need to be looking at. A lot of these issues that the Republicans are pushing now have been on the table for years and years and years, but they've never gotten the attention, even in many cases, even a hearing. And so at least give the people the opportunity to have a listen to what's going on and to have a say in some of these changes.
And isn't this just really payback for all the years that they weren't listened to on the Republican side?
I think you can say that, but maybe what we take away from this session is maybe we work more collaboratively in the future. I remember back before money became such an issue,
right.
They used to let everybody's bill have a hearing and let the discussion be had from both parties back when there was that Bill Raggio, Joe Dini era.
Perhaps it could come back. We shall see. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on the Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
You don't need superpowers to help someone. Sometimes all it takes is a warm heart and a cold nose. That's why Mattress Discounter's Good Deed Dogs is raising money to train service dogs for people with disabilities.
I would never imagine a life without an assistance dog ever again. I relied on people a lot. He helps me live a more independent life.
We need your help to do more. Give at mattressdiscountersdogs.com or any Mattress Discounters. Mattress Discounters Good Deed Dogs. Helping dogs help people.
Sinclair Broadcast Group Incorporated is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our station, please notify Human Resources at 4920 Brookside Court in Reno or call 861-1105. Sinclair Broadcast Group is an equal opportunity employer and a drug-free workplace.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
As we continue our coverage from Carson City on our next broadcast, State Senator Tick Sagerblum will join us. Be quite the show. We'll see you then.